This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 620. Sony has the secrets to loving the IELTS exam.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today you'll meet 3Key student Sony and find out how she prepared for an overall 7.5 while loving every minute of taking the IELTS test.
Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. I don't know if you can hear in the background, but my dog Ozzy is jumping around like a crazy dog because he is so excited that we have a special guest today. We have more amazing scores to share with you guys. Sony, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jessica. I'm really super stoked to be a part of this fantabulous show and to be got a chance to speak with you. So thanks.
Oh my gosh, did you just say fantabulous?
Yeah, Jessica, I said that word.
Oh my gosh, that's so great. Guys, this like truly exhibits a higher level of vocabulary. If you can play with the language like that, right? So we're taking two adjectives, fantastic and fabulous, and we're making a new adjective, fantabulous. I love saying that. That's so cool. Where did you get that from?
Obviously from 3K's IELTS by listening your videos on IELTS Energy TV. I'm a super big fan of you, Jessica. It's from last 1 year I've been following you. So then finally, I just get into these 3Key IELTS scores and hit my target score this time.
Oh my gosh, that's so awesome. That's so awesome. Fantabulous. Okay, so without further ado, Sony, so you said this was the second time you had to take the test, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I want everybody to remember that, okay? Because, you know, it's really tough to get the scores you need on the first try. Right? Like how did you prepare for your first attempt?
I was just practicing. I just Googled through some YouTube sessions on different strategies for different modules and just try to practice it. But somehow I was missing on some small strategies, which I think 3Key has given me. And I was able to hit my target score for that. And I think that what really helped me to achieve my score.
That's so awesome. Okay, so let's talk about what scores you got the first time you took IELTS. What were your scores?
Yeah, so in listening, I got 7.5. In reading, it was 6.5. And writing and speaking, it was 7.
Okay, now those are already fantastic scores, right? I mean, those are great, but you needed more than that. Right? Yeah. Like what were your target scores?
Yeah, so as I was planning to immigrate to Canada, so my target score was 8 in listening and 7 in the rest of the 3 modules. So fortunately, I received more than that in except writing and speaking. So yeah, I'm very, very happy.
Oh my God, that's so awesome. Okay, so what were your most recent scores, Sony?
So yeah, in listening, I hit that my super nice score for 9, which I was aiming for that because I really loved that particular part of the IELTS exam. So this time I got 9 in listening and reading it was 7.5 and writing and speaking it was 7.
Okay. Oh my gosh, that's so great. So if you get more than the target scores, that helps the immigration, right? Like you get more points for that?
Yeah, we get more points for that.
Okay, that's so awesome. So was that an overall, what was that, overall 8? Is that what that averages out to?
No, overall it was 7.5.
Okay, I got it. Okay. Oh my God, congratulations. Okay, let's dig into the listening. So you just said that you loved that part of the test. Why do you say that?
Because the 3K strategies, I followed it religiously and the topics I was very much familiar about. It gave me a lot of confidence that, I know what I'm going to expect in the exam. And I know I'd like to hear whatever I am able to comprehend, whatever the speaker is saying on the speakers. So it was very I was very comfortable with this speaking session, with this, listening session, and it was very good for me, actually.
Well, yeah, I would say so. You got a 9.
Yeah.
I remember when you posted your scores in our Facebook group, course Facebook group, and people were like, how did you do that? Like, how did you get a 9 in listening? So a big part of it, as you've said, is the strategies from the course, the preparation, what to expect, right? But I mean, like, it's the same with writing templates. That's half of it. You know?
Yeah, writing templates, I would say it's in fact more than half of it, because it really makes me to take a backseat and not to think much about the templates, because we already know what the structure would be and we just have to fill our ideas and examples based on the topic which I'll throw in front of us. So it makes me very much easy and comfortable. Means I was pretty confident for writing as well, and I did pretty well in that as well.
Well, yeah, I would say so. 7 is really good. Okay, but just to return to the listening for a second. So, like, you must have been listening to a lot of English in your free time. I mean, you have get that comprehension so high that you get a 9. So can you recommend some favorite resources that you feel like really helped you?
Yeah. So basically, I've been looking into more of the native TED Talks based on the topics which are very frequently we experience in IELTS. Based on those topics, I have gone through many TED Talks. And similarly through BBC News as well, latest news, whatever we are coming, like, we have to cite some examples in our essays as well, right? So we get that information from these type of stuff, like going through BBC News or TED Talks. They really give us more information about that. And moreover, these also, it helps with the vocabulary. So it really helped me to check those difficult words and look out for them in the dictionary, not only for those words, but also make sure that I take at least 1 or 2 synonyms and write it in my vocabulary notebook so that I am able to comprehend the parallel expressions through which I'll discuss in our listening and reading modules.
Yes. Okay. I love it, guys. These are such tips of gold. Guys, come back to the blog for this episode. Just search Sony, S-O-N-I. Go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com, search S-O-N-I for this episode, because I'm going to put all of Sony's advice for getting such high scores and her recommended resources. I'm going to put all of that stuff in the blog post for this episode. Okay, super awesome. Now, reading. So you went from a 6.5 to a 7.5. That's a full standpoint increase. Do you have any secrets that you can share about that?
Yeah, so the biggest secret is like to give answers in capital letters, not in small or the first word of the letter in a capital form. All letters should be in capital, because I think it really helps to mitigate those errors which we get because of those spelling making capitalized or small letters.
Yeah.
So if you write capital letters, it really helps a lot. And the second is obviously comprehending the parallel expressions, like how you quickly search for the keywords in the questions and skim and scan the passage and search for the, get the answer and just jump to the next question, not scanning the whole, reading the whole passage. So it really helped me to save my time on the exam, and I got time to review my answers as well because of this.
Oh, rad. Oh my gosh. I've heard that from so many students lately that, like, you finish the reading test like way before everybody else, and then you have all this time to check your answers. That's amazing. Okay, but a big takeaway that I want to highlight here for all of the listeners, for all of you future IELTS test takers, is the vocabulary, the parallel expressions. We've come back to this a couple times already when Sony's been giving advice, you guys. So, I mean, all the strategies that, yes, you obviously need all of that stuff in order to do well on the exam. But you know what, guys, it's not going to help you if you don't also have the vocab. So you really have to dedicate yourself to this extra listening, this extra reading, to forming this vocabulary knowledge so you understand the parallel expressions, right? Because, like, maybe you know the keyword you're scanning for in the passage, but then you don't recognize the parallel expression, you lose it. Like, you still can't find the answer. So, guys, vocab, vocab, vocab. Okay, that's so awesome.
Hello, future IELTS test takers. If you want the same strategies that helped Sony do so well on her IELTS exam, get into 3Keys IELTS and get your special bonus just for podcast listeners. How to Wake Up the Examiner video and guide. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach.
You feel, Sony, when you opened your results? Were you surprised? Were you shocked? How did you feel?
I was like so much surprised about my exam because I was already expecting 9 in listening, and actually I was expecting more in writing and speaking because in my last attempt also I got 7, but I was still happy because it still fulfills my dream to immigrate to Canada. So yeah, finally I got a sigh of relief that now I have to bid a bye to IELTS.
Bid adieu to IELTS. I love it. Sony, let's talk about the writing and speaking. So we maintain that 7, right? What happened on the test? Like, do you think that maybe you could have done something differently to get a higher score, or what happened there?
Yeah. So in writing, basically, as I was not able to review and the writing passage, which I think would have give me a score increase of maybe by 0.5 for grammar and vocab, because I was just rushing out of time. By the end, I was writing the conclusion. So that's where I think I just lose that 0.5.
Yeah, totally. Okay. Yeah, that totally makes sense, guys. Because I remember working with you in personal coach, and your writing is amazing. Like, your writing was so good. So I thought you deserved more than that too. So guys, this is another takeaway. I mean, you have to get that timing down. It's a science, right? Like, you have to do this before the exam, because that 5 minutes to check your work at the end of task 2, 3 minutes at the end of task 1, that is the difference. It could be half a band. It could be more than that, right? It could be a whole band. So yeah, I think if you would have had time to proofread, then that definitely would have been at least a 7.5 for sure, because you felt confident, right?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, awesome. And you still got a 7 without proofreading, which
I'm very happy. Yeah, I'm able to maintain my scores. I was not degrading from that. So yeah, I'm very happy for that as well.
Okay.
Because maintaining scores is also very important. We should not go beyond.
Totally. All right. And the speaking exam. Now, what kind of experience did you have on the speaking exam?
It was super awesome, Jessica. It was very nice. And I tried to apply all the strategies which I have learned from your 3Keys speaking module, from slangs to idioms to phrasal verbs to building a story in part 2. It really helped me a lot to fill up that 2 minutes as well. It's totally awesome. Like all the strategies which have been given by you. Means I can't say that I can find it anywhere else. If people search too many YouTube sessions as well, I don't think they are going to get this piece of advice from anywhere else.
Yeah, that's true. That's so true. That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, our YouTube channel is amazing. It rocks. And so it's, you know, you get vocab, you get sample answers, but you don't get the complete system of strategies. That's only in the course. And guys, listeners, let me remind you that we have a special bonus just for podcast listeners right now. When you get into the course, allearsenglish.com/basic, allearsenglish.com/coach. When you get into the course right now, podcast listeners, with those special links, you also get the lesson and guide about how to wake up the examiner on the speaking exam. And that is only for you guys. So if you want access to all of these strategies that helped Sony get more than what she needed, plus this how to wake the examiner lesson and guide, go to those links, guys. Okay, awesome. So, Sony, you are also one of the most active students in our course Facebook group. Can you tell us how that helped you and why you participated so actively in the group?
Because of all the students, I participated so actively, and because of the different events that we are going to happen there, like one of the famous is the Writing Wizard contest.
Yes.
So I'm totally obsessed with that. I eagerly wait for that contest, and I want to submit my essays, not only just for submitting, but I have also submitted it for your review. And those reviews has really helped me a lot, Jessica. I mean, it's like a boon to me. And not only about this, the normal advisors on Tuesday, which you give on every Tuesday of the week, right? It's like totally amazing. It's super fantabulous. I just love that.
That's awesome. Yeah, these are features of the Facebook group that keep it so lively, right? Like Sony said, she looks forward to these things. So every Monday we have the 7+ insider tip of the week. And then Tuesday we have the brainstorm challenge. And then once a month we have our writing wizard contest. There's so much in there to keep you guys motivated, to help you guys through this long journey of studying for IELTS, with the goal, of course, that you can reach to the phase that Sony's at now, where she can never think about IELTS again, which is after today's show, of course. You never have to think about IELTS again. Okay, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
Now, Sony, can you tell us what this does for you? You have these scores. Now what? What are you going to do with your life now?
Yeah, so now I will be immigrating to Canada along with my family and live my dream of settling in a country which has higher job prospects and living standards. And I will just fulfill my dreams to get everything what I want to achieve in my life.
I love it. I love it. Guys, manifesting our dreams. It does take hard work, but I think we can also hear that it takes a great deal of positive motivation. I mean, The way that you've talked about the preparation and how you felt on test day, it has really struck me, this common thread of positivity that went through all the sections. Like, you loved taking the listening test. I mean, you enjoyed the speaking exam. You
felt that's
really
what
confident
it's like
after writing. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what Jessica is like. If my key piece of advice to all the other students, that they should not take IELTS as an exam and stress out themselves. Instead, they should take it as an enjoyable experience, because I think that it is something, it won't just help in us area of IELTS. It will help us in other spheres of life as well. If one takes it as an enjoyable experience, they won't stress out and don't end up taking it multiple times. And I think indulging in a course with like 3 keys, it's like super amazing. Instead of wasting money multiple times on taking IELTS, one should spend money on a course like 3 keys to achieve their target.
I love it so much. I mean come on guys, the IELTS exam is expensive. Like, how many times are you gonna pay for that? And like Sony said, you know, I am proud of our course. I'm very proud of our course, and I'm proud of the positive motivation that it brings students like you, right, that carries through to other aspects of life and beyond the exam. So even though, Sony, you don't have to think about IELTS anymore, you can still carry forth this positive motivation into all other aspects of your life. I love it. Oh, man, so many good, warm, fuzzy feelings today. Sony, do you have any last words of wisdom, any last motivation or inspiration for our listeners out there?
Yeah, so lastly, what I would like to mention is just, guys, please be a part of 3 Keys IELTS course. Jessica is a great teacher. Means I'm still, even if I have taken my IELTS session, I'm still a subscriber of IELTS and EduTV, and I still go through her all the videos as soon as I see it on my phone, because I am a subscriber of her channel. And it really means I'm still obsessed with it, even after taking IELTS. So yeah, it's really amazing. It's really amazing, guys. You should be a part of this.
I love it. Thank you so much. I love making those videos, man. That's like a highlight of my week. It's so fun. Okay, guys, go on over to YouTube. IELTS Energy TV is our channel. And remember, we do have a review contest this month. So leave us a review, guys, for the show. Be honest, be open. Tell us what you want to hear on the show, what you want more of, or something new on iTunes or Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts. And we will read your name out. And we're also going to choose a lucky reviewer. No matter what you say in your review, we're going to choose one lucky person to come on the show and ask me directly all of your IELTS questions. Okay, Sony, thank you so much. I'm so proud of you and excited for your future. I just like I said, warm, fuzzy feelings. That is my takeaway from this interview. So thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thanks, Jessica. Thanks a lot. It's really a pleasure for me to be a part of your team and to be a part of your course.
Awesome. Thank you, Sony. Congratulations and best of luck in your future, all right?
Yeah, thanks, Jessica.
Thanks, Sony. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.